the first day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me a Ridigliano Super Bowl team. On the second day of Christmas, Art Modell gave to me Don Cockcroft kicking on a Ridigliano Super Bowl.
Craig, I have as much chance of getting 12, 11, 10 maids of milking as I do the Browns getting into the Super Bowl. We have a little early this morning, Scott Petrek from the Chronicle-Telegram joining us. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we're okay. I can always remember back to the days of the Cardiac Kids. In fact, that was a name that was brought into the 2014 season a little bit. Cardiac Kids, obviously, didn't come out with the same sort of similar excitement. Yesterday, the Browns taking on the Panthers. My wife, she said to me, How bad are these Panthers? That's what she said to me, because at that time the Browns and the Panthers were still putting a game together here. But let's talk about what happened yesterday. 17-13, the Panthers win. What's the storyline from yesterday's game from your standpoint?
Well, I mean, the Browns lost their fourth straight game. You know, another late season slide. They finished the last, since 2010, they finished every year on a losing streak. And it really speaks to, you know, each year is a different story, but it speaks to the fact that the Browns can't finish, and I don't know if they don't have enough depth to withstand injuries or the culture is bad, whatever it is. You know, other teams go out and beat teams. Houston yesterday was on its fourth quarterback and beat the Ravens, yet the Browns can't beat a Carolina team that is definitely beatable. And then the other storyline is Johnny Manziel got hurt. And if the last three games are supposed to be about the evaluation of the rookie quarterback, who so many people have so many doubts about, it likely got cut short after less than six quarters.
Even beyond that, too, Scott, I'm looking at the game and the guys who played or didn't play. And Terrence West, again, was said to have another bad week of practice. What does that say about Terrence West?
Well, you know, it says that Terrence West has some growing up to do for sure, and that, you know, he was a healthy scratch in week six against Pittsburgh and supposedly had learned from it, you know, and had played okay since then. But for him to be benched again in week, you know, game 15, week 16, it's a bad sign. And if you go bigger picture, which you have to do when the playoffs are out of the question and you start thinking about the offseason and you reflect a little bit, the fact is Justin Gilbert was also, Mike Patton also said that he didn't have a good week of practice. He didn't play in the first quarter. He's a number eight pick in the draft. Then their third-round pick, Terrence West, is benched and doesn't play at all. To me, it says that you got to call into question general manager Ray Farmer's first draft in charge, because two of the first four guys he drafted are benched or at least lose playing time because they don't practice well. And for an organization that talks about play like a Brown, and you're always supposed to play hard and all those kind of things, well, these guys have not gotten the message, and they've been here a long time now.
You know, you talk about some unanswered questions with Johnny Manziel, but there are more, aren't there?
Well, yeah, there are definitely more, but it starts with the quarterback. You know, I mean, if you think about why the Browns have been bad for as long as they've been bad, it begins at the quarterback, it continues to the lack of stability. You can argue that they haven't gotten the coaching, you know, the coach decision right. You can argue that they haven't gotten the GM decision right. That's nothing against Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer. I'm just talking about the constant turnover. But to me, the number one question is quarterback, because I do feel that if you look at the rest of the roster, the other 52 guys, they believe that they are playoff caliber. And I think what separated them from finishing this season it's not all quarterback. But if they had a top 12 quarterback in the league, I think they'd have 9 or 10 wins, and this last game would be meaningful. But they have gotten poor play from the quarterback as well as the entire offense, but it starts at quarterback, and now this stretch is six straight games at four play.
We're talking with Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram this morning about the Browns 17-13 loss to the Panthers yesterday. Of course, they had already found out prior to the start of that game that there was no playoff possibility, so I don't know whether that's a monkey off their back or, you know, a relief. Who knows what it would go as far as that's concerned, but I want to talk a little bit about some of the effort from players out there. I saw the play with Travis Benjamin where the interception was thrown, and at the moment I thought, maybe he should have tried to do something. And then as I'm thinking about that, I see he's the one that actually makes the tackle downfield, causes the fumble. That shows a little bit of grit, determination, something, you know, a very good football sense, I guess. That was a positive play from
the Well, it was. It showed a lot of good effort, and his teammates and coaches raved about Travis Benjamin, and Mike Pettine said that's the kind of – if you told me a guy would have made that play, he would have been one of the guys I thought you were talking about. And it could have been a big play in the game. You know, the Browns were within four. It was late in the game. He gave him a chance to continue that drive. It was a good play, you know, and at the same time, you kind of lament the fact that Brian Hoyer missed him. And he had a chance, you know, Travis Benjamin was open deep and had a chance for a big play, and Hoyer just saw him too late and didn't get his feet set. You know, and when you keep losing and you lose close games, you point to plays. And that was one play in the game that Brian Hoyer would want back, and it could have made a big difference. But Benjamin definitely deserves credit for making that play.
Scott, these late-season slides – how important are they? How much do they matter heading into the next season?
You know what? That's a great question. I've been thinking about that all day. You know, it didn't matter when Eric Mangini won his last four in 2009, you know, because there was no carryover at all the next year. But I think if you continue to lose, and it's every season, and it's been every season, it says something about your organization. And we've had so much turnover that I don't know if you can link it all together. I mean, you know, the Browns have had a new owner since this trend started. But I think it speaks to something bigger, and I just can't put my finger on what that is. Is it, you know, a culture in the building? Is it the fact that they just don't have enough players to get it done? You know, usually these late-season slides include injuries at quarterback. I'm not going to count that this year because Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, you know, both of them have been playing. They just made the switch for non-injury reason. But it's definitely disturbing, and, you know, no wonder Browns fans are pulling their hair out because it's the same thing every year.
Well, Scott, maybe you know this. It's probably the water in Berea. If you've ever, you know, from Berea, their water is always kind of suspect.
Hey, I grew up in Berea. Well, take it easy.
Well, I spent time at BW, and they always ask me, would you like a lemon in your water? And you're like, why? Because it's, you know. But who knows? I kind of wonder what it is. There's so much turnover. You know, even Bernie Kosar, quarterback, had those comments earlier talking about that, and he kept thinking, wait, who's left? Is there a janitor there with some kind of curse?
Right.
You know, that's being left over? How can that be?
Yeah, I thought Bernie was a little over the top at those, but, you know, it's hard to argue for. I mean, you can't argue that they have a winning culture, that's for sure. You know, I would have liked Bernie to be a little more specific. It's definitely a disturbing trend, and it's just hard to keep not follow them. But it's hard to root for him when it's loss after loss after loss, and the season that was promising a month ago is now, you know, in the drain, down the drain.
Scott, on a sidebar story, there was another report this week, well, last week, from the Columbus Dispatch about the Browns possibly moving training camp to Columbus. Your thoughts on that, and will you live in Columbus for 6 weeks?
My thoughts on that are that I hope it stays in Berea. I don't think that's a good commute. You know, the Browns say it's not a done deal. They haven't made a decision. Berea is still an option. But it's obviously they're trying to expand their fan base, trying to expand their reach. They think Columbus might be the answer. I just don't know from a logistics standpoint if that's, you know, if that would work as far as, you know, where they're going to practice, where people are going to stay, where the team's going to stay. But it's definitely a possibility, and we keep it in Akron too.
Do they know that the Buckeyes play in Columbus? I'm just trying to wonder about that. I mean, I understand this whole thing, but to me,
it's like Buckeye all the time down there.
Why spit in the face of your fans who spend all their time, you know, coming to in August and
I mean, a lot of teams don't practice at their home place. It's just kind of a personal preference for some of the coaches, but I'd like to see it stay just for selfish reasons.
Yeah. Scott Petrick, Chronicle Telegram. Next week, we ended up with the Ravens, which earlier in the season we thought this could be some kind of a showdown importance for the AFC North. Apparently it doesn't mean much of anything, I guess, right?
Nope, it doesn't. But thank you. Like to see them finish with the win.
That's right. We hope that. Well, we'll talk with you again next Monday, Scott. Have a safe trip. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.